Atlanta, bitch, y'all know me. Mississippi hoe, I'm a real OG. Tired of being broke, don't get your guns and bring your ass to Saints Row.
Saints Row,
bitch,
Saints Row,
bitch.
If you want it, then you lay it on the floor, bitch. I
lost. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to KCAST.
Do we have to pay him now?
I know. Let's see how good Michael Buffer's lawyers really are.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the KCAST. KCAST number 43. I'm your host, GPD, here in Tokyo, Japan. And of course, we have
Wombat
in
New York City.
Yes, we do. How you doing, Wombat?
I'm hanging in. You know, you get to that point where you get punch drunk.
Right.
So,
you're surviving, is what you're saying.
I'm making it through the days. Making it through.
Through the days.
Today,
smell any milk lately?
I had to this morning, I was asked. And I got yelled at today about something that wasn't taken care of in June.
Ugh.
Mind you, I started the job in August.
Right. Well, you should have known.
How dare I not have taken care of that in June?
So, how was your Labor Day?
It was fine. It was it was an interesting weekend. But we had dinner with my parents on Saturday night, which was nice. For my parents took us out for our second wedding anniversary, which was last night.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That's why we didn't have our show on our usual time.
Exactly.
Meanwhile, I go on, I'm on my computer, and I just check my Xbox Live friends list to see what's going on, and I see on the night of your anniversary, you're playing Oblivion.
That is true.
Aren't you supposed to be making sweet love to Mrs. Wombat?
Well, she fell asleep.
Oh, during the lovemaking?
Maybe. We're not going to talk about that right now.
Okay. Well, I saw that, and I was like, wow, man, this is some anniversary. Wombat's playing through Oblivion for the fifth time. And,
hey, technically, it's still just the third, because I didn't get past level two with my third character. Because I didn't like my third character, so I made a fourth one that I like.
So does this mean summer is now over?
Something
like that. So we're going to start seeing a lot more games coming out?
Yes, I think. Not this week, though.
No, next week, I think, the floodgates start opening. The hockey games are coming out, and that's always a good sign. I consider myself to have had a very successful summer because I managed to not wear long pants at all the entire summer.
And that's because you don't leave the house.
No, I do leave the house. I just have nowhere important to go.
Oh, I see.
So it really worked out. That was a great summer for me. I consider it a success. We had a pretty controversial last show.
Yeah, the soundboard was a flutter with phone calls from angry listeners.
Right, and by soundboard you mean message board.
Yeah, and by message board I mean your website.
Right. But Jimmy Mac, always controversial. Some feedback from the last show, some good and bad. Mass Plague says, does Jimmy Mac have pictures of a naked GPD in a compromising position? He really brought this CatCast to a halt by bringing nothing to the table except his heelish persona that grows tired even on the boards. Please keep his appearances limited to an annual basis. Another negative opinion from Desert Eagle. Oh my God, I can't read Roman numerals. What is that?
19.
19, right? Okay, I got it. I wasn't a fan of CatCast 42. Jimmy Mac seems way too cynical. He doesn't like anything. He's about as much fun to listen to as my 13-year-old niece who hangs out at Hot Topic and listens to Good Charlotte all day. Wah, wah, wah. And Wombat seemed to get the short end of the stick. Here's a guy who's actually into games and he gets crapped on for liking Oblivion and PS2 RPGs. Lose the holier-than-thou attitude, guys. If it weren't for games, we'd have to talk about Chibi's balls on the CatCast.
We do talk about your balls on the CatCast.
Well, one thing I learned from
just
this
not exclusively,
CatCast,
yes.
Right. We talk about that when the CatCast is over. One thing I learned from this CatCast is that Wombat, you can't really harp on Wombat too much because he's got too many fans.
I'm loved by my public, and I appreciate
you are
it.
Loved.
It comes with the territory of being a schlub.
Right. I mean, and I don't think we were crapping on you. It was poking fun.
Yeah, and I was an easy target that day. Let's be honest. It was a miserable week.
Right. You needed to be brought down even lower, I feel.
Exactly. I needed to be, you know, dragged through the septic tank of life a little deeper.
That's
and
right.
Luckily I had you and Jimmy Mac to provide me with the crapulence that
it makes you really feel alive, doesn't it?
Oh yeah. Like a real live human being.
Like a real live turd.
You know what?
Okay, there were some positives.
Yeah. A couple. A
couple of positives. Dr. Super 23 said, I actually enjoyed this CatCast. I thought Jimmy Mac was pretty funny. I thought it was a great episode. I like getting away from the usual format and bringing something new to it. Keeps it fresh. Next week, you guys can go back to the regular format. I actually enjoyed this one a lot. Nice break. Thanks. Keep up the excellent work. Mr. X says, Jimmy Mac should be on every CatCast. Best episode ever. He was so more natural and comfortable than the tool boy from Joystick. Well, I don't agree with the tool boy from Joystick comment. But no, I thought Jimmy Mac did a good job. But it is trickier having a third person on for the entire show. And I think, I do agree.
Yeah, the only real solution to this is that we're never going to ever have any guests ever again for the history of the CatCast.
No, I don't think that's a solution.
Ever
but
again.
A lot of people were saying, never. You know, maybe you have a 10-minute segment with a guest, and that maybe works better. We'll give that a shot. I have an idea. For some future guests.
Oh, that's even scarier.
No, I think, you know who I think, well, a lot of people have, you know, the most popular request was to have our wives on the show.
I know, everyone wants Mrs. Wombat on the show.
Mrs. Cheapy is down for it, I talked to her, she's,
yeah,
we'd have to do it on the weekend, well, but,
Mrs. Wombat
okay.
sits on the couch and listens to me record this, you know.
That's cool, and makes faces.
It makes faces.
Fart noises.
Pretty much, and brushes the dog's teeth.
Brushes the dog's teeth. That's great. At least she's really paying attention.
Yeah, exactly.
One idea I had for a future guest was Defender.
Yes.
Thought it'd be interesting to have him on and talk about what it's like to own an independent game store.
We could call that one, and you thought Jimmy Mac was angry.
Right. Well, I think he's mellowed a lot since he's moved to Vegas. But anyway, some good feedback. A lot of posts, a lot of comments, so I'd like to see that.
Keep it coming.
Keep them coming. I thought now we would talk a little about what we're playing.
Okay.
I know you've just been playing Oblivion.
I've been playing Oblivion.
And
you
not
know,
having sex with your wife.
Pretty much. I've been playing Oblivion to death. It's just, you know, eventually I'll hate that game. But right now, you know, there's so many different character types.
Right.
And you could, you know, this the first time I'm playing with a custom-looked character. Completely custom.
I did that the first time, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't because I didn't know what I would really, you know, I'm like, oh, this is what they suggest. I should try it. And it's amazing, really, the amount of it. Because as you play, you're like, you know, I wonder what would happen if I made a new character that was more this.
Right.
And didn't do that at all.
Did you download the last...
I did. I downloaded
I don't know, what do you call those?
The tomes, the magical tomes.
Yes.
It's my feelings on it are mixed. I'll be to be also kind of honest. It actually feels like the first real download for that game that was
really?
Created as an afterthought.
Oh, like a throw-on.
They're
running out of ideas.
Yeah, not even that they're running out of ideas. More along like everything that they've had up to a point. I feel like they had. Thought of that and started developing it before the game came out.
Yeah.
This is the first.
Oh, really?
This is the first add-on content that I feel like, you know, like the week before they released it, some guy got drunk and said, you know what would be cool?
Right.
And then the next week they threw it in there and charged less than a buck for it. So
what's the deal? You can find spells? Is that the
Yeah,
story?
You know, it's kind of like...
they're not scrolls. They don't disappear.
No, they're not scrolls. Memorize. They're spells you get forever. And they're just randomly hidden, you know, whether it be on a person that you kill.
Got it.
Or in a random...
Lying around somewhere.
Yeah, I was talking to some guy in the middle of a village and some crazy mage ran out and started attacking everyone in the town. And I killed him and he had a tome on him. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah, so every now and again you
worth
run
it?
Into one. Definitely worth the 80 points. If you're if you like using magic in Oblivion, it's not like the other downloads where you have to spend all your gold to use it properly.
I
like
never finished Oblivion.
One.
I played like about 60 hours of it, and I didn't even finish it.
You know what I recommend?
Go back to that.
Make a new character.
No. I gotta finish it.
No, you don't even because you'll start
your
character.
Points.
You're gonna pick it. You'll still get them.
Nerd points.
You'll still get them. You just gotta go through everything again.
No, I like my character.
Okay, well, that's different. Because I went back to my first character for a little while.
Right.
Couldn't get into playing with that character. Just didn't work for me.
It's interesting. I mean, there certainly hasn't been a glut of good Xbox 360 games. I mean, I've been keeping busy. There's been a fairly steady stream of
The
games.
Only real 360 game I continuously play is one that came out in March, so I'm going to have to graciously disagree.
Really?
Yes.
I seem to just get this. Maybe I'm just distracted easily. And speaking of being distracted, the latest game that that has taken up all my time is Saints Row.
Wow, yes. So you seem to be enjoying that.
I've been playing the shit out of it. It's great. I mean, it's really great. It's better than – it's the best GTA game yet. It's better than all the GTA games.
So there's you said.
No, there's no really question about it. I think anyone that's played the GTA games and Saints Row, you know, you can't really come to any conclusion. But I was surprised to see the review scores that the sites have been given to Saints Row. I mean, they weren't bad. You know, IGN and GameSpot, you know, 8.5 and 8.3 respectively. But – you know, you compare those scores to San Andreas, and IGN gave San Andreas a 9.9, and GameSpot gave it a 9.6, so there's like a big discrepancy there, but Saints Row
it's
is better.
It's kind of like Iron Chef, where they give 20 points for taste and 10 points for originality.
Maybe, but you know what? Yeah, I mean, definitely. The game definitely lost points on the review scores for not, you know, for being a clone of GTA. But do you really care? I mean, if it's better than in almost every way, does it matter? I mean, if someone makes a Mario Brother, you know, a Mario-type game, but it's better, you know, are you going to enjoy it less?
No, but I haven't seen a better Mario-type game.
Well, I know, but it's just an example.
It's an example, but, you know, there's a lot to be said for just copying something and polishing something that
right.
basically already exists.
Well, but you know, I sort of talked about this a little bit when we talked about Liberty City Stories.
I never talked to you about that.
No, well, we talked about it on the CARECAST.
I don't remember that.
Well, what I said was, you know, I played it on the PS2, and I basically had to stop playing because all those little annoying things about GTA that you sort of forget about after you haven't played it for a while, you know, come rearing their ugly head back again. You know, like you have to drive back to your house to save after every mission. Otherwise, you know, you're going to lose everything if you die.
What's the save system like in Saints Row?
You can save anywhere.
Wow.
You just can't save during a mission, and you start near, like, a checkpoint. But
okay.
It's you keep all your weapons. If you die, you keep all your weapons. It's like 95% less annoying than Grand Theft Auto in terms of those little things that really piss
you off.
How many
missions are timed?
There are timed missions, but they're not, it doesn't come down to like, you know how like when you play Grand Theft Auto, you feel like they set the time so you have to do everything exactly perfect,
mm-hmm.
otherwise you'll fail? That doesn't seem to be the case so far in Saints Row. They're timed, but they give you some room for error.
Okay.
If you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Another interesting thing about Saints Row is, like your gang, there's not a lot of black people. Like, you're expecting it to be, like, you know, the whole thing is, like, very hip-hop.
No, I don't understand. Why do you assume that all inner-city gangs have black people in it?
But everybody talks like a black person. Everyone talks like
everyone. Can you back that up with an actual statistic that all inner
everyone
city
talks
gang
like
members?
50 Cent, is what I'm saying.
So everyone white. Who talks like 50 cents, like 50 cents. How white am I?
you're the whitest guy on the planet, as far as I'm concerned.
I am. I'm like, yeah.
No, but that's but even more interesting than that is that little trivia for you. And I haven't done any research to confirm this,
mm-hmm.
but I'm just going to go out on a limb and say it anyway and have somebody prove me wrong if I am wrong, that Saints Row has the largest classical music collection of any video game ever.
Wow. Even more
like,
than the London Symphony Orchestra game?
Yes, even more than that. It's got like 30-something tracks on the classical station. It's really, if you're a classical music fan, you know, this is a worthy purchase for you. I drive around listening to a little Beethoven.
Beethoven?
Beethoven.
Beethoven. Beethoven is good.
Right. And of course, there's an online mode. And the online mode, despite the fact that it's laggy right now and it needs a patch, which they said they're going to be releasing, it's really a lot of fun. And it has one of the best named game modes ever in a video game. And you know what that is?
Big ass chains.
Big ass chains, nigga!
Okay, that
which is what you hear all the time when you play that game.
Really?
And it's hilarious.
Is that what people say, or is that what the game says?
That's what people say.
Oh, okay.
Give me your big ass chains, nigga!
That's really appropriate.
Yeah, but it's great. It's good fun. I highly recommend the game if you like GTA and you just, you know, you got too pissed off to play it anymore. This is the game for you. Highly recommended. Two thumbs up. Both of my thumbs.
I don't know. I'd rather play as a half cat, half man, fantasy, sword swinging, magic slinging son of a bitch, personally. But that's just me.
Yeah, but you know what Oblivion is sorely lacking?
What?
Big ass chains!
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Okay. Enough
Saints Row. My guy has more necklaces than Mrs. Cheapy. So,
well, you better not be calling them necklaces.
He's got
some big ass chains.
He's got not only that, he's big ass chains that do magic.
Oh, that's true.
He has big ass chains that let him walk on water.
That is true.
And big ass chains that give him a fire shield. Do you have a fire shield? No.
I don't.
That's what I
got some big ass chains.
I'm gonna have to end this show right now if you continue.
Surprisingly, it's like, you know, you expect to play it online. You expect it to be really annoying because everyone's pretending to be, a black gang member. But it's actually pretty funny. Because unlike in Halo, when you play Halo 2 online, there's like a lot of trash talking and it's like a lot of hate. Like you'll get called faggot a lot, you know, and N-word and stuff. Nigga!
Yeah, I
understand
that's
like with a very hateful way, but when you're playing some big ass chains, it's more like, you know, people are just having fun. Which is good.
I'd rather watch Flavor of Love.
Right, I watched a little bit of that. I saw the one where the woman made a duty on the floor.
That's just ridiculous. They need to make that into a game. Flavor of Love the game.
I'd buy it.
Be like The Sims.
Yeah.
Because you can poop on the floor in that game too.
Oh, that's true.
I know.
That's right. All right, on to a little other stuff. I posted in the CAGcast forum that there is now, we have a competitor.
Yes,
we have a mortal enemy.
Yeah,
in fact, and that is the CAGcast.
I like to call them the Cogswell CAGcast.
That's right. Now that is Codemasters Online Gaming Cast. That's what it is.
Does that mean we have to start making RPG Maker games?
Yes. We have to start making games that nobody buys. So I don't know what we can do. We need to really start a rivalry with them. You know how like radio shows, like the morning zoos and stuff, like all have rivalries with each other?
I guess.
I feel like we need to do that somehow.
Yeah, the problem is they're not going to listen to us.
No, but we're not. What do you mean they're not going to listen to us? We need to get our fans to start harassing them endlessly.
Like go to their website and start posting on the message boards. You're just a half-assed CAGcast.
Yeah, prank their show.
It just reminds me. Did you ever see the episode of The Simpsons, The Behind the Laughter, when Homer buys?
Yeah, that was like the worst one ever.
When Homer buys MC Hammer's house and he bangs out the A on the front where it says Hammer Time into a Homer Time.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I just can picture some guy at Codemasters like banging out the A on the CAGcast.
Right.
It's mine now.
There you go. Interestingly enough, no, that wasn't what was interesting.
That was disgusting. That was pretty weird. You should be ashamed.
That was pretty weird. That was my yogurt and piece of toast that I had for breakfast. There's actually another CAGcast, and that is from the Church of God in Cleveland, Tennessee.
Oh, I'm very familiar with the Church of God based out of Cleveland, Tennessee.
So it's interesting. Like they're already on iTunes. So I don't know if what's going to happen when the other CAGcast tries to go on iTunes. But so yeah, there was some noteworthy stuff. And what else do we got here? Oh, we got my awesome RoboCop gamer pick made it onto Joystick. Did you see that?
I did. I saw it. No, no gamer pick of my dog on.
No, that's a very lame gamer pick.
Don't tell Mrs. Wombat that.
It's lame.
Chibi just said that the gamer pick of Zelda is lame. You made my wife cry.
It's not only lame, it's bordering on homosexual. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
It's not homosexual. It's just a man who's in touch with his dog. That didn't sound right.
Right. Okay. Very nice. So, yeah, if you want to check out my awesome RoboCop gamer pick, I'll post a link to it from Joystick. They were doing a thing on the Microsoft just sent out the Xbox Live Vision cameras to the press.
Yeah.
And they got theirs. They did a hands-on. And I wrote the guy. They sent me an email, actually, and I'm like, look, I already got mine from Toys R Us and KJ Auburn. And they're like, really? I don't think they really were paying attention to that. So
no, why would they? What do they care? It's not like they were giving them away for free.
No.
They were still sold. Who cares?
Yeah.
I street dates bother me so much, but maybe we'll get that. Maybe that'll be the burrow for today.
Why
I hate street dates. Something's ready and available, and don't make me wait till Wednesday.
But usually it's not ready and available.
If it's ready,
you're saying when they're in the store already.
Yeah, if they're already there, then just sell the damn thing.
I see. Yeah.
And I hate the fact that new release day for games is Wednesday, and new release day for everything else on the planet is Tuesday. Don't make me make two trips.
In Japan, they don't even do that, it seems. Seems like they just release it whenever.
I know. I also understand, new comic book day is also Wednesday. And I can't go to both the video game store and the comic book store during my lunch break.
Right, you got a busy guy. You got half and half to snack.
I if I'm gone for like more than 10 minutes, then I get yelled at for something. So
that's right.
It's a one or the other, and I can't deal with both. You know, have it. The video game, they sell video games, DVDs, and CDs in the same store. They should all come out on the same day. I don't know. Who do I need to go to make this happen?
I don't. That's a good question.
Do I have to? Maybe this should be my new job. If only someone would pay me. To be a lobbyist.
You can start like a nonprofit organization.
Yes. I'll get the government
Association
funding.
For Unified Release Dates.
Not in Hillary Clinton state. Video game what now? Rejected.
How about the...
Rejected.
I don't know.
Yeah.
If you can think of something that starts with T first, you can have the acronym TURD. Totally Unified Release Dates.
There you go.
There you go.
Yes.
All right. Very nice. On to Your Man in Japan. Very different segment this week. I'm going to talk about a new contest that we're going to be having for the CADcast.
We're having a new contest?
Oh, I didn't tell you about it.
No.
It's a surprise to you as well.
What is the contest?
Well, the other day I went to the store and I picked up... Do you remember those little sound, video game sound display things that I had, like the Legend of Zelda one?
You mean like the ones you kept saying you would send me one and never did?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Those.
Mm-hmm.
A source for them. I found a store that still sells them. They're kind of hard to find. I don't see them too often, but I found a store that had some, and I bought 10 different ones. I bought four Namco ones, four Nintendo ones, and two Phoenix Wright figures. I don't think the Phoenix Wright ones make any noise, but they're figures.
Cool.
So like I bought this. So we're gonna give them away on a CADcast.
Well, which one do I get?
Well, you can win just like everybody else.
I thought I wasn't eligible for CAD contests.
Well, I think maybe you can be for this one.
No, thanks.
But you know, I think what we'll do is we'll have people post in the thread. And if you post in the thread, you're eligible for a prize. But maybe we have to make it so like you have to listen to the CADcast. You'll have to know something about the CADcast and listen to it.
Ask like a trivia question.
To win. Well, that may be hard. Let's do this. Let's say
in the last CADcast, Wombat mentioned that something. Why would that be hard?
Let's say this. When you to enter in the contest,
yes.
When you post your comment in the CADcast thread, you have to post to enter on the last line of your comment. Put in the last letter of your username.
Huh? What? I'm already confused.
Like, if your name is Wombat, put a T on the last line of your comment, and that'll be your entry.
That way you know if you listen to the show.
Exactly.
Oh, I get it.
You like that idea?
It's not a bad idea, but it's like it's a little.
It's
a high concept.
It's a high concept.
When are you going to post this thread?
I'm going to post it if it's going to be the thread for CatGas number 43.
Oh, okay, so it's not going to be a
separate thread. Every week we're going to give away one.
See, I think you should do it a separate thread and just say contest thread. You know what to post.
No. Screw that. We want
people
talking about
the CatGas. And
then
they just post the one letter.
That's gay.
Jeez, you're gay.
I like my idea better.
Thanks.
We'll see how it goes for this week. If it's stupid, then we'll change it up for next week.
Fine. You post in the CatGas thread. And you say whatever you want about the show, and then after that, you got to put the last letter of your username, and that's how we know that you've entered. That's how you enter the contest.
And now you can guess which ones I got for myself. Are you ready?
Yes. Wait, play it again? Sounds almost Pac-Man-ish, but...
Close. Well, it is a Namco one. It's not Pac-Man, though.
Is it Mappy?
No.
Is that Dig Dug?
Oh, God.
What is it? Oh, please.
Galaxian.
It almost sounds like Pac-Man getting eaten, but I know it's not. Like a lousy version of Pac-Man getting eaten.
How about this one?
Sounds like Friday the 13th music.
Nope.
What is
it? That would be Ice Climber.
Oh, that's Ice Climber? Oh, that is Ice Climber. We were just talking about that game. Not on the show, mind you.
We were talking about it because I bought this, and you totally forgot.
I totally forgot, and I enjoy that game immensely, actually.
Well, there's a lot of other ones. Good prizes. I think you will like them.
Yes. Hopefully I'll win Ice Climber. Ice Climber for me.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll send you my Ice Climber.
Ha! I win.
You know, the way these things work is that they're all random, so you don't know what you're getting until you actually open the box.
Oh.
So,
Like at Toy Tokyo, they sell those things.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, on to the new releases.
Yes, oh yeah, we're doing a show.
Yeah, yeah, it's a show. A lot of new releases this week. Loco Roco, anyone?
No, thank you. I just ate.
Right, well, this is the, I don't know, how would you describe this game? It's like, is a PSP...
It's Sony's attempt at making a Nintendo game for the PSP?
That's a good description. Well, it's sort of like Katamari without the... I don't know, but even simpler, I guess.
Yeah.
It got good reviews. IGN gave it a 9. GameSpot gave it a 7.7. This is a game that I've seen it in the kiosks at stores here. It looks pretty interesting, and I would consider getting it if I actually ever turned my PSP on. But I'm still, I'm still playing Phoenix Wright. My DS Lite is still in the bathroom. That is the best bathroom game ever, I think.
I've never played Phoenix Wright. I wouldn't know.
You should get it.
Oh, I'll just waltz down to my local GameStop and say, oh, I'm assuming you have the Phoenix Wright in stock. I'll take one.
Okay. Maybe I'll buy one for you from PlayAsia.
Jerk. You're a jerk. You're just a jerk.
I just said I'm going to buy you one from PlayAsia. Yeah, now I'm a jerk?
Yes. I stand by that, jerk.
Meanwhile, it's my freaking birthday next week. I mean, this week. Saturday.
What am I supposed to throw a party?
You should be buying me stuff.
Do you want me to send you a rice cake?
No, I can get rice cakes here. A Nutrisystem rice cake?
And hey, you know what I got in the mail today?
A rice cake?
My last month's supply of Nutrisystem food.
How's that going?
I've lost 20 pounds, and they sent me too little because I registered on the site with how much weight I've lost.
Uh-huh.
They sent me a bear for losing 10 pounds, and they sent me a little stuffed bear for losing 20 pounds.
Wow. That's pretty amazing. 20 pounds is nothing to sneeze at.
No, I got two teddy bears for losing 20 pounds from Nutrisystem. I didn't
know
it was
your wife still. You're still falling asleep on the night of your anniversary.
Of course, she did, not me.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's bored of me. That's the
right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even a skinny wombat is still a wombat.
And I'm not quite skinny yet. Just skinnier.
Right. Man, I need to lose some weight. I had fruit and soybeans for lunch yesterday.
You know, I had the Nutrisystem little mini pizza for dinner with some spinach,
right.
And I piled the spinach on top of the pizza.
Right.
It's pretty
good.
To make
it more substantial.
It's pretty good. And I had that, and then after that I had one of those Weight Watchers ice cream bars.
Right.
It's pretty good. It's not
bad. You're not gonna be getting a Nutrisystem.
It's a whole dinner, it's under 400 calories. You get cheese and you get ice cream and all sorts of crap. They need to hire you.
I know.
I should be a sales rep for Nutrisystem is what I should be.
I know. Howard Stern used to do Nutrisystem commercials, right?
Yeah, I think so. He did something like that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Nutrisystem.
Or LA Weight Loss.
So as soon as we get like 5 million listeners like Howard Stern, then I'm sure you'll be getting a call
from Nutrisystem.
Okay, so that was Loco Roco. Looks like sort of the best PSP game to come around in a while. Wombat lost 20 pounds.
Exactly. What else we got? Yakuza came out?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yakuza. That's how you say it in Japanese. Yakuza. Sort of. Got
That's Japanese for mafia, right?
Yeah, this is like a... this looks like Final Fight mixed with Grand Theft Auto, but no driving.
Sounds like
IGN gave it an 8.2, GameSpot a 7.4. The kicker for me was that they only offer an English dub and no Japanese voice version.
Oh, well.
And, you know, I would have just got the... Well, I have no Japanese PS2, so that's a problem. But I don't know. I was pretty interested in the game until I found out that Michael Madsen was, like, doing the voice work. Not that I have anything against Michael Madsen, but... You know, this is a Japanese game that takes place in Japan and totally revolves around Japanese culture. And there's no Japanese voice option?
No, but it has Mr. Blonde, so really.
I don't know. That was a real bummer for me. So.
He was also the dad in Free Willy.
Free Willy, great.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm going to skip on this one for, you know. But what else we got? Oh, Scramble for Xbox Live Arcade was delayed.
Delayed till next week, so, you know. Oh, the game's 25 years old, but we can't get it ready for the 360 in time. We need that extra 5 days. That's going to make the difference.
That was the headline on Joystick. That was pretty funny. I think it was Joystick.
What was the Joystick?
It was 25-year-old game delayed.
Oh, see, I didn't even need that. Week. Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, the game, it's 25 years old. That we really need that 5 days to really fine-tune it.
Wow, here I thought you were just ripping them off, but you didn't even know about it.
I had no idea. No, it's the easy joke to make.
Well, instead of that, they're releasing the Project Gotham Racing Uno pack.
Yeah, which also grinds my gears.
Why?
Because 100 points? What is
besides
that,
like, wanting to be able to work in a bad pun.
Is that like a five? It's like, that's a what, like $1.50 or something like that?
$1.25, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, really, $1.25 for a deck that it only has
one.
You're
basically advertising a game for them.
Yeah, it's
by playing
exactly. It is. It's like, oh, here, want to advertise our other game? You can pay for it.
That's a great idea for an advertiser. You know, why don't you release like a Nutrisystem Uno pack for free?
Mine, exactly, the Nutrisystem Uno cards.
And all the cards will be like, you know, the pizza with the spinach.
Mm-hmm. The dehydrated mac and cheese.
Or all kinds of stuff.
The barbecue beef and beans, which is my favorite. It's awesome, I'm sorry.
Love Nutrisystem.
It's like eating a bottle of barbecue sauce because there's very little actual substance in it.
Right.
But if you like barbecue sauce, and I am a barbecue man.
Have you ever drank a bottle of barbecue sauce?
We're not going to discuss that on the show.
I drank a bottle of ketchup on a bet once.
Did you get into
but
the
I didn't,
fraternity?
You know, I didn't get very far through the bottle.
Did you get into the fraternity?
It was. This was like in high school or something.
That's even
remember.
Worse.
Junior high, maybe even. I don't remember.
And now we know why you have no hair.
Right. What else we got?
NASCAR for stuff.
Oh, NASCAR 07. Yeah. I don't know anything about that.
Me neither.
I've never played one of those games. I'm from New York. We don't watch NASCAR.
You drive
in a
circle for 10 hours. It looks great on HDTV, by the way.
NASCAR?
Yeah, NASCAR in general.
Oh. All right.
You will get sucked into watching NASCAR on NBC if you have it in high def. You just turn on. It's like the colors are just so bright.
Wow.
It's almost like when you play a CD on your computer and it has the funky colors and things. It's like that, but cars going in a circle.
I see. Well, we also got, we have Test Drive Unlimited for Xbox 360.
That's fantastic.
It got a nice review from Yahoo Games. I read the whole review. They gave it a 4 out of 5. They're the only site that actually has a review up.
From the CAG?
No, I checked. Oh. It wasn't Justin.
Oh, well.
It was not Justin. It was
see,
Mike
we're
Smith,
aware,
I believe.
And we're proud.
Yeah, I read everything.
Yeah.
They said it was really good. They liked the graphics.
Because,
they really liked the...
Because he didn't write the review, I don't care.
Right. Well, they liked the online component, the fact that you're sort of always online when you're playing and you can challenge people when you drive by them. It sounded like it was a good deal for $40. Me, personally, I don't know. Not that interested in it.
Meh, yeah.
You know, if I want to drive around, I'll just play some Saints Row, and then I'll get out of the car with my rocket launcher and blow the shit out of something. That seems like a lot more interesting, but that's just me.
Yes.
And I don't know. What else we got? Anything else?
No, I'm just looking at the deal game shopping news section.
Oh, you're already ahead to the game shopping. All right, let's go ahead to that then. Well, this is sort of not a deal anymore, but Amazon did have some pre-order deals on the Xbox Live Vision camera. They were selling it for $33 and $60, the two different bundles. But since then, they've raised the price, and I don't know if they're going to be canceling orders. I hope not, because those were some damn good deals right there.
Yeah, jerks.
Jerk-offs.
Amazon jerks.
Also, Saints Row.
Still region free.
In case
free?
We haven't talked enough about it, it's region free and $40. They should be getting some more stock in at the end of this week. I talked to the PlayAsia guy. Had a nice
chat
with him.
Did we order all of them?
The messenger.
Did we order all of them?
They sort of, their supplier shorted them.
Oh, okay.
So they didn't get enough. They were expecting a lot more.
So is that why I don't have mine yet?
Yeah, yours didn't even ship yet.
Those bastards.
So hopefully they said, I think Thursday or Friday, they're going to be getting more. They apologize. Yeah.
All right. And Tekken 5 Ultimate Collector's Edition.
Yes, Tekken 5 Ultimate Collector's Edition in-store at EB GameSpot, GameStop, $30.
Cool.
That comes with the stick.
Oh,
know,
yeah?
The joystick.
No,
yes,
I didn't know
that's
that.
A great deal.
That is a great deal. Nice.
Very nice. All right. On to the news blast.
I mean, this is why everyone tuned into the show, not to hear about my job or my weight loss and how much I love Oblivion or even about the 360. That's right. We're going to do what everyone else does and bitch about the PlayStation 3 for a little while.
Right. Well, the big news this week, or as of yesterday, or today maybe, I guess.
Today. Today.
For me, it was yesterday.
Yeah, you know, it'll be tomorrow when the show's up.
Shit, this is yesterday's news. Get me some big-ass chains. PS3 European launch delayed until March 07.
That's ridiculous.
And if that wasn't enough,
it gets even worse.
Yes, actually, there's a typo here on my little
chart. It should be 4,000 units in the U.S.
400,000
units in the U.S.
For the U.S. and Japan only getting 100,000 units. Mrs. Chibi was very upset when I told her that. She's like, why is Japan getting shorted? You know, the U.S. population is not four times the size of Japan, and I'm sure the market isn't four times the size either. But yeah. Hello.
Now, and they're also right there. I mean, here's some other things. Now, it's delayed in Europe because of a technical problem with the machine, like the Blu-ray thing.
The technical problem is not exclusive to Europe. They've just basically decided to focus on the US.
Does that mean that they think they can only produce 500,000 units between now and the launch?
Yes.
And they had to throw away everything else they had previously made.
They didn't throw them away. They just never made them. They just realized, they said, look, you know, we don't have the parts. We can't do it. 500,000.
Is it that they don't have the parts
US
or that they
Japan?
Were making a part that didn't work?
Well, the I guess the Blu-ray laser, I think, or diode or something. Yeah, mm-hmm. they couldn't make them properly, I think.
So they were making something that couldn't work. Let's lay it out on the table. Were they making something for the last X amount of months and realized today, we'll say for argument's sake.
They have announced it today.
So they realized what, like a week ago? You know, we've been producing this thing for a couple of months now.
No, I think they've realized it for a while. And
how confident are you going to be? How confident would you be in getting a launch console?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about.
I mean, are you...
In terms of it having it work?
Yeah. I mean, when you know that they had to stop production because the damn thing couldn't work, oh, no, it's great. It's the Pinto Deluxe. You'll love it.
Oh, man. Right, except it costs more than a Pinto.
Exactly. I mean, it's just, it's a little too shaky. It doesn't instill consumer confidence when they say, no, well, just these ones are fine. I feel like there's part of me that almost feels like they made 500,000, realized that those were broken.
They haven't even
stopped
made them
production.
Yet, sure.
That's what they tell you.
There's been sort of hints about this happening for a while now. If you read a lot of games,
wasn't
news
it posted
sites,
by in an interview with what's his name and the guy, and they retracted it.
Well, this it was on I forgot what it was, GameSpot, I think.
Yeah,
but there's been a lot of rumors and stuff that Sony's been having manufacturing issues with the Blu-ray stuff, and you know this is the end result of it. And you know, it was funny because on the outline for this week's show, I wanted to talk about, because we've been talking about the 360 so much, I wanted to talk about the PS3 and, you know, where you were in terms of if you were going to try to get one on launch day. But now, I mean, forget about it.
It's impossible.
Throw that out the window.
You know what it is? This is what I said to Ms. Wombat earlier. It's almost as if Sony decided to cancel Christmas.
Well, I think Microsoft may disagree, and Nintendo may disagree with that.
You know,
those guys are doing, doing the conga dance down the street. They couldn't be probably be happier because, you know, all these people who are going to line up for the PS3, when they don't get it, they're probably not going to walk out of the store with nothing.
Yeah, I know.
Buy either a 360 or a
Wii.
Maybe buy both.
Wii. Yes, it'd be nice to have the Wii. My only problem with the Wii is that, you know, no widescreen support. It kind of bums me out.
Really? No widescreen support? No, I think there's widescreen support.
Is there widescreen? I keep hearing that.
Yeah, there's no high def. There's no 720p support.
Is it component? Or is it going to be like S-video?
No, I think it'll be component.
See, these are things that make me a sad wombat.
Meanwhile, I was talking with Vlad from Joystick yesterday, and he was saying that he believes the Wii is going to come in. I'm going to save this. This is one of the cagback questions. We'll go on to something else. Big news. And another bad PS3 news. The $600 PS3 will not be coming with an HDMI cable.
And HDMI cables can get expensive. I know I had to buy one once.
I know. I've seen them in the stores here. They're quite expensive.
Yeah, they're upwards.
$80 or something.
Yeah,
right?
they can get as high as I've seen them. The highest I've seen is about $100. I mean, you can get them
cheaper.
Yeah,
it's like the monster ones. But yeah. $60 to $80, I'm guessing.
Considering that my HDMI upscale DVD player came with the HDMI cable.
Right.
For, I think it was like $115.
$115?
Yep. That not for the cable, but for the DVD player with the cable.
For the whole thing with the cable.
With the whole thing with the cable was $115.
You know, I was really like,
and
I was
so
thinking,
I don't understand how they can't just throw one in there, even if it's not the best on the market.
I know.
Throw
you
us
know,
a
I was going to buy.
It's not like Sony doesn't have the capability to make wires.
And to make them, you know, fairly inexpensively.
Yeah.
You know, I was really thinking like, I'm going to get a PS3 at launch for two reasons. One, so I can talk about it on the CAGcast, and two, because I can order it from PlayAsia and use my affiliate earnings and not have to go out of pocket. And the reason I want it also is so I can—I don't have a good DVD player; I have a really crappy one. And you know, I rent a lot of movies, so you know, there you go. But now I'm like, I probably won't be able to get one from PlayAsia because they're not even going to get European ones and. You know, Japan, I mean, forget about it. They'll probably get one. So, man, this is going to be, you know, people are going to die probably trying to get one.
And I don't know if people are going to
die. People are going to fight over them here in Japan. I mean, it's going to be crazy.
They'll start talking about the PS3 murders. We'll see them on the news.
Yeah. Remember when, the new Nikes used to come out and, like, people would get stabbed because of them?
Yes.
Imagine this.
This
it's gonna
is
going to be a lot
be
worse.
Worse than that has ever been.
Man. Okay. Other news.
It's a good thing Assassin's Creed's coming out for the 360. Wah, wah.
Right, I know. Man, Major Nelson has a boner right now.
I know.
He's like, oh, man.
That's his new gamer pick.
Right. There's a bulge in his pants. All right. PS2 getting cheaper in Japan. Finally, we get a price drop on the PS2 here. 16,000 yen, which I believe is about $140.
That's not so exciting.
It's not so cheap, but it's cheaper.
Okay. I'll take it.
Also, here's a really interesting story.
I saw this. I saw this also, and it made me so mad.
You saw it at Circuit City?
No, I saw it. I saw this on the internet.
Oh, on Kotaku?
Yeah. It made me so mad.
Circuit City had to sign up in one of their stores, and they had this story on Kotaku, that they are offering a service to make your Xbox 360 backwards compatible if you pay them $30.
Which is ridiculous.
Which is really freaking shady. I mean, as far as I know, if you have an Xbox 360 and Xbox Live, you don't have to do anything. Is that correct?
No, that is true. You do not need to do anything to make it backwards compatible. Also, they guarantee all your games will play, and then in the fine print it says, we do not guarantee all your games will play.
Right. And if you don't have Xbox Live, you can just order a free disc, I think, from Microsoft.
Can you? I didn't CD. Even know that. See?
Yeah, I think so. Something like that. I mean, it's pretty ridiculous. They should be ashamed. And I'm sure that at this point, it's made it on enough major news sites that someone from Microsoft has contacted them at this point and said, guys, you can't do this. You're basically
robbing,
defaming
people.
Our product. You know, you're saying that our product's not backwards compatible and that you can make it such. But the fact is, it is backwards compatible, you know, pretty much, well, for the most part, out of the box if you have Xbox Live, you know. So that's some shady shit right there.
I know. I almost want to go in there and purchase an Xbox 360 just to have the person, like, try and sell that to me.
Right.
So I can be like, you realize that you're stealing from people.
It's pretty damn shady. They should be ashamed of themselves. I mean, that's really bad. I know some people argue, look, hey, if they can get some stalker to pay $30, then, you know, all power to them. But I disagree. I mean, that's just, you know, a lot of people aren't as well informed as we are. And, you know, they may not know any better.
Hmm.
So I want to see what they do if you bring in your Xbox 360 that has no hard drive. Watch them go crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway.
See if they can
anyway,
do anything. Yes.
If you remember back, director U-Bowl, the guy who makes all
I believe
the...
it's pronounced Uwe.
It is?
Yeah, Uwe Boll.
Uwe Boll? Did I get the Boll right at least?
Yes, it's pronounced Uwe.
Okay. He's the guy that makes all the shitty video game movies?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he had this promotion where he said he will box any of his critics.
Yes.
And the first guy has the first match has taken place, and it was some dude from Spain. And I got to say, Uwe beat the shit out of the guy.
That's because Uwe Boll is a former professional featherweight boxer.
Yeah. So this
I
guy
mean,
really,
really
like
you got it. There's always something suspect whenever someone comes out and says, "I'll fight any man who says that they're better than me."
Right. You know, the guy's got either got a black belt or he's a boxer.
Exactly. You know, it's one of those things, and you never play poker with a guy with the nickname Fats or Slim. I mean, those are just the rules.
Yeah. So yeah, if you can watch the video, I'll post the link. Yeah, it doesn't look good for the Spanish guy. And the Spanish guy was, like, you know, just as big as Uwe. But I don't know. It's not looking good for the something awful guy. You know, he's supposed to fight. He's supposed to fight him soon. And, you know, he's a small guy, I think, too. So, oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
So next we have there's going to be a World of War memorial service for the crocodile hunter that died recently.
That was sad.
That was sad.
I'm a fan of the crocodile. I used to watch that show every day.
Yeah, I liked it.
Me too.
So they're going to I got this from Kotaku, and they basically said they're trying to put something together, and they want to spell out Crikey with all the characters. You know, in the game, mm-hmm. and then they're going to dance and swim in the ocean to celebrate his life.
It's sweet. It's very sad, and he will be missed by me especially because I'm a big fan.
Meanwhile,
of
I saw on shows. the latest NPD charts that World of Warcraft is like a top selling game. It's number two after Madden.
You know, I've never played it.
Me neither.
That's so strange.
I'm afraid to play it.
Me too. I think part of it is that, and part of it is the fact that I don't like people.
You don't like people?
No.
And you don't want to socialize.
I really have no interest in playing a game that requires me to play with other people. Mm-hmm. If I can't finish the game by myself, then I... You know.
I see. Well, anyway.
I know. I'm antisocial.
And our last item before we get to the CAG bag is that the PSP download service will be launching with the PS3, which, yeah... I think we talked enough about that. You'll be able to download movies and PS1 games to your PSP through your PS3. Looks like they're trying to make it sort of like a home server.
Okay.
You know, with the Wi-Fi thing. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you'll find a reason to play your PSP besides Loco Roco. You play some Ridge Racer. Oh, look, everybody, it's Ridge Racer.
Don't do that.
I can't help it. I love it.
Don't do that.
Okay. On to the CAG bag.
I'm waiting. One day we're going to have this great glowing news to talk about. PS3 launching early for only $3. It's going to happen.
No.
No? No. Wishful thinking.
Right.
Okay,
PS3?
What do we got?
Launching early for $3.
It can happen.
What are you talking about?
We'll have good news one day about the PS3.
Oh, one day.
We'll have good news.
I'm really disappointed. I was sort of looking forward to getting. I mean, I'm not. None of the launch games were really seemed exciting to me. Although Tokyo Game Show is going to have supposedly 27 playable games, so I'll be able to check it out and report back to you on that.
The problem is, all 27 games are only playable on one PS3.
Right, you have to kill somebody to get it.
The line's 10 hours long.
I don't know what I'm going to do now. Like, I was really looking forward to having a good DVD player. So when I rent movies like Bad News Bears, like I rented last week. I don't know. Someone recommended it to me.
The remake?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
It wasn't that good.
I know. You should just do it on you. Get a nice HDMI DVD player to go with your
TV. They're expensive here. They're really expensive.
Mine was like $115.
I know, but they don't do that here. What I really need is a really good.
And I got 10% off on that.
Here's a mission for my CADcast posse. Anybody knows about a fairly cheap upscaling DVD player that's also region free? Please let me know. Okay, on to the CAG bag.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Pawn Takes King says, just for laughs, let's say that the Wii is a colossal failure and sells even less systems than the GameCube. Do you think Nintendo has a contingency plan waiting in the wings? For example, a true next-gen system with better graphics, hard drive, and other stuff that the Wii is lacking? How well do you think the Wii will have to do before it's considered a success? Now, it's funny because I had this discussion with Vladimir Kohl from Joystick.
Yeah, I am familiar with him.
Yesterday, over instant message. He was saying that he believes that the Wii will sell worse than the GameCube, comparatively, in terms of compared to the PS3 and Xbox 360. His argument, well, to answer Point Takes King's question, no, I don't think they have a true next-gen system in the wings. I mean, I think this is it.
I think it is a true next-gen system. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I mean, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
Jury's out on that. But Vlad was saying, basically, he thinks that online gameplay is so important that the Wii's online system is going to be so poor that they are going to finish dead last again and do even worse than the GameCube, comparatively. I disagree. I mean, to me, I feel like the people who are going to be interested in the Wii are not that interested in the online play to begin with.
No, I don't. I think the online component to the Wii that's most exciting to people has nothing to do with playing against other people.
What is it?
It's the
downloading the virtual console.
The virtual console.
So and it's maybe all interactivity with the DS.
Something, yeah. Things of that nature. It has nothing to do with playing with other people. You want to play games with other people, buy your Xbox 360 and play games with other people. You want to download Super Mario Brothers? Buy a Wii.
Yeah, I think, you know, he was really, you know, adamant that the Wii is going to fail. You know, he did just spend the summer at working for Microsoft, so maybe that had something to do with it. But he really thinks the online component is going to be huge, and I disagreed with him, and he wanted to bet me $300 something. And I said, he didn't have a specific bet, but he wanted to bet me, and, you know, I said, hey, come up with a specific bet, and I'll put some money up.
That's cool.
Pretty interesting.
You'll
so, pull me up. Okay. So how well do you think the Wii will have to do before it's considered a success? I think it's going to have to sort of hang in there, be close with, you know, whatever the second place system is.
I think the real challenge isn't going to be a long term. It's going to be a short term. If the Wii, like, completely jumps out of the gate and is a huge success just for that first Christmas season, everyone will always look back on the Wii as being a success.
And also, I think, like, looking at the overall sales numbers of the consoles is not necessarily, like, the biggest indicator of success. I mean, you got to look at, you know, Nintendo is probably not going to lose money when they sell these things. They'll probably break even. Unlike Sony and Microsoft, which is good, they're going to be losing, you know, $200 for, you know, a year or two at least.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a big, whoa, was that, what was that?
That was my dog.
Wow, sneezing?
My dog is yelling at me. She's yelling at me because she's on the... My wife went into the bedroom, and the dog's sitting on the couch wanting to play, but I'm not playing with the dog because I'm doing the show.
Right, you are a busy man.
So I'm getting basically yelled at by my dog.
Yeah. we'll see. Like, I mean, yes, the console, overall console sales numbers are important, but, you know, it's going to be a long-term thing. It's, as Microsoft likes to say, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Well, yeah, exactly.
They use that when they talk about their sales in Japan. But yeah. No, I think it's going to sell very well in Japan. I mean, look at all the people that have bought DS Lites, if they could, or DSs and DS Lites. If they can really push like the DS connectivity, and unlike what they were able to do with the Game Boy, I mean, they sort of really dropped the ball on that one. Yeah. But they didn't really offer up anything compelling. But, you know, because of the Wi-Fi and stuff, maybe it'll be easier. You know, we'll see. I'd say for in order to be a success, it's going to sort of have to be close to the other three. Even if it finishes in third place,
if it's a close, it's a close third, then it's just
it still can be a victory for them because they won't be losing money on the consoles.
Exactly. It's all about how much they're making. If they're making money, then they won.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, don't just look at the overall console sales. That's my point. That's not the only indicator of success.
If I open a fast food burger joint and I was making millions of dollars as opposed to McDonald's billions of dollars, you won't see me crying to my account at the end of the year.
Sure. Okay. Miyamoto Freak asks, so now that Red Steel is getting redone again, now with one-to-one sword fighting, do you think that this is the killer app for the prepubescent group? Also, what are your thoughts on Penny Arcade Expo and Penny Arcade's FU to Sony? The first part of the question, it's great news about the Red Steel sword thing. Do you know what he's talking about?
Yes, I do. We talked about it last week.
Oh, we did? Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. So, yeah, I think that's going to be great because certainly Red Steel was very disappointing at E3 in my eyes. In terms of the Penny Arcade Expo, I'm pretty sure I'm going to go next year. When they move to a bigger venue and people won't be right on top of each other, you know, maybe I tie it in with a trip to Vancouver. If you know, I'm going to Vancouver this week, a little vacation. So if we like Vancouver, I know Seattle is very close. Maybe I will tie that in, make a long trip out of it.
You didn't invite me to meet you in Vancouver.
You want to come?
It's too late now.
Oh, why? But you gonna come?
No, I can't now. I have my crappy job I have to go to.
Well, that's nothing you can do about that.
Nope.
So I think Penny Arcade Expo looks like it's a lot of fun. I mean, I definitely want to check it out. In terms of their FU to Sony, he's referring to, I believe it was Tycho that said, quote, we've already talked about it. There's no chance we're buying a PS3 at launch. That's grade A bullshit. Talking about the price, I believe.
Yeah, well, so, you know, they can say that. And a lot of people have said that. They should say that if that's how they feel. They shouldn't feel like they have to kowtow to Sony because they're Sony.
So if Sony knows what's good for them, they'll be fucking sending those guys some PS3s.
Yeah, probably.
They should.
Yes, I know.
My
response to Miyamoto Freak's first section
is
I think the problem that there's a problem in your question where why does Red Steel have to be the killer app for the non-prepubescent group when if a game's great and it's rated E for everyone, why can't that be the killer app? Just because, a 5-year-old can play it and a 50-year-old can play it, but it can't be the killer app.
Right. And there's no blood in it, is there?
In Red Steel, I don't know. But I think there is now. There now? I think there is now. But, you know, why can't the new Super Mario Brothers game be the killer app?
Okay. Next question.
Yes.
Matterick.
Yeah, and Rodeo Jones.
Two questions for you.
Yeah, they're very
Matterick
similar.
Matterick and Rodeo Jones have similar questions. You want to read it?
Yeah. This is my question for you, Wombat. Since I doubt Cheapy looks for US-based comics in Japan, 52, Infinite Crisis, or Civil War? I guess things are heating up in both DC and Marvel line of comics with the outing of Spider-Man and the disappearance of Superman, Wonder Woman, Batman. Rodeo Jones also mentions, what are you currently reading? If I'm reading Civil War and Infinite Crisis, what did I enjoy more? And does my cheapness roll over to comics as well as trade? Do I wait for trades? To answer those, and I mean, you know, we've already gone an hour, so like I'm not going to spend another hour talking about 52 Infinite. I have completely got sucked into 52.
Yes.
I like the idea of a comic book coming out every week it really keeps me interested. So I have been buying that, and I never buy single issues. I'm definitely a trade man. I've been trying to stay away from Civil War as much as I can because I'm waiting for the trades. I did that with House of M, and I wasn't disappointed. So I guess I do hold my cheapness over. I do like prefer trades over single issues. But there's going to be something that personally I think will be very cool, and by cool I mean extremely geeky, when I could say that I have all 52 issues of 52.
Wow, you totally lost me on that.
I know. That is completely for the
comic. I stopped reading comics when I was in...
That is completely for the comic book fans. High. I will admit I've become, in the last year, a huge DC fan, and I never was before. Doesn't mean I love Marvel any less. I always have been a big Marvel fan. But I've really come to grow into DC and respect characters that I did not as a youth. So, viva la question. There you go.
Okay. Next question. We got to get through these questions. We're so far behind.
I know.
So
this is going to be like the longest CADcast ever.
Nah, it won't be that long.
Okay, go for
it. Okay. Benjamouth. Benjamouth, I like that.
Yes.
Hey, Cheapy and Wombat. Love the CADcast. Considering you do one every week, the quality is excellent.
What a backhanded compliment.
By the way, do you know that, like, considering that you, yeah, it's pretty funny. By the way, do you know that on iTunes, the CADcast is under Games and Hobbies and not Video Games? Is that by choice? No, it's not. You know, I believe I set it up correctly. For some reason, they've put us there. I don't know what I could do to fix that, but we are featured under the Games and Hobbies section right on top, so I don't really want to mess with it.
No, we're featured. You know,
all right, so let's just keep that. My question is, having received Texas Hold'em for free on Xbox Live Arcade, I'm starting to think that some of these other games should be available for free. Not original content games like Mutant Storm Reloaded or Cloning Clyde, but some of the retro titles like Pac-Man or Galaga, and they don't seem like they're really worth 400 points. You know, what do you think about that, Wombat?
I think it'd be great if old games were free.
It is ridiculous that, I mean...
I haven't purchased them. I won't be purchasing them. If they release them for free, I download the full version. That's the only
way. Like, I think I mentioned this once before, you know, Namco and Konami, when they release compilations of these games for Game Boy and other systems, you know, why not do that for the Xbox Live Arcade? How about a pack that where I can get, you know, maybe three games for 400 points? At least then I feel like I'm getting some value.
Yeah, it's true. It's not worth it for one game if it was the Pac-Man Galaga Dig Dug pack.
Right, I would pay 400 points for that.
I would easily pay 400 points for that.
It's just, it gets to be like, you know, you know a lot of games are coming out, you know there's going to be a lot of these classic games, and if you start buying each one that comes out, it gets expensive really quick.
Yeah, I know. Where's my, you know, it should be, you know, the Frogger Time Pilot Russian Attack pack.
Exactly. We need value. That's what we're saying. I think that's what Benjamouth is saying, too.
Yes.
He also said that.
Did he know? What does Icon Forever have to say?
He said, I read a couple articles about this lately and was wondering what you thought. A couple of developers were discussing putting games onto the Nintendo consoles, but their biggest problem is the Nintendo first-party games. They talk about how first-party games cannibalize the market share of games bought, which makes it harder for third-party games to sell well on Nintendo systems. Do you think this is true? And if so, do you think there is any way for Nintendo to break this trend? That's a very interesting point, and I could definitely see that being true. I mean,
people
buy the Nintendo systems so they can get the Mario games and the Zelda games. Not so much for the third-party support, right?
I think a lot of it also has to do with the fact that the GameCube itself, the control setup, was not tailored for games to be played on all three consoles.
Not just that, but the trend will continue with the Wii, that graphically it just doesn't have the horsepower.
That's true, too.
So if you have your choice to buy a multi-platform game, you know, you're not going to buy it for the GameCube or the Wii if you can choose, you know, Xbox or Xbox 360. But with the Wii coming out and the unique controller, third-party developers have the ability to make games that really can't appear elsewhere.
Yeah, so it could, and it almost may entice
third-party. It may work out this time.
Yeah, where maybe even people will buy two versions of the same game.
I don't see that happening, but I see a lot of exclusive Wii games, though.
Yes, a lot.
Third party.
Well, it's such a unique and, you know, idea and unique concept for the way it works, almost like the DS.
Yeah.
In the sense that, you know, there are games that, you know, you could buy Madden on the DS. but it's not the same Madden you're going to play on the Xbox. Yeah, it's
or even the PSP, but as the DS versus the PSP battle has shown, you know, graphics are not everything, and you know, a lot of people when the DS came out, they really thought that you know, the touchscreen was a gimmick and it would get old really quick. And I know I said that, you know, after seeing them both side by side at E3, I was like, oh my god, the DS is, you know, garbage. It's going to get its ass kicked. Which is an argument I brought up in my discussion with Vlad about the, you know, the Wii and the, you know, the other next gen systems. And he was saying, you know, the controller is just a gimmick and graphically it can't compare. But I don't know. Nintendo has shown that they kind of know what they're doing lately. So we shall see. All right, Ivanhoe asks, what are your thoughts on having different color options for the consoles? The new hot pink PST Slim looks sweet. Yeah. You know,
whatever.
I know. You know what? I tell you, I really like the interchangeable faceplates for the 360. I think that's a good way to go. You know, I told you I got that $4 one. You know, I'm not paying $20 for a faceplate, but I'll pay $5 for a faceplate.
You know, yeah, I would pay $5 for a faceplate. I don't really care what my console looks like.
Yeah.
I just care about the games that it plays.
There you go.
Okay. I could care less.
Halu102 says...
They have to be pink and covered in ponies. I don't care.
Right. Maybe we asked this question already. I don't know. Halu102 says, Nintendo has come with many intuitive ways to use the Wiimote. Things like smacking balls, conducting an orchestra, and shooting, slicing the crap out of things. Are there any other intuitive uses for the Wiimote you guys have in mind that already haven't been implemented in the upcoming Wii software?
Archery?
Well, they have archery in the Zelda game.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe like the whip? A whip?
A whip? Yeah, like a Castlevania-based.
Yeah. That could be cool,
that would,
right?
That would be pretty cool.
Could get tiring, though, really fast.
Maybe.
I just got tired. I made a whip noise, a whip motion with my hand when I
and
said
you're
when
already,
I made a
whip
noise.
You already need a nap.
Yeah, I'm already tired. I think I hurt my wrist, too.
What else would I want to use? It's all about lightsabers. Let's.
Yeah, I still like my panty idea game. Oh, lightsabers would be good, too. Yeah, it's all about sword fighting
and you know what else would be cool? A Spider-Man game where we use the Wiimote to get the webs out.
Yeah, that could be cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Thornbond3 asks, when you got your DS Lite, you said you gave your old one to your mother-in-law so she could learn English through some DS game. That DS game is called Igozuke, by the way. So is she an English pro, or can she barely sing Row, Row, Row Your Boat? Well, first of all, Row, Row, Row Your Boat would be very difficult for any Japanese person, regardless of their English skill, because L and R are the same letter in Japanese. So... it's going to sound pretty weird.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, maybe it would be okay. It would sound like low, low, low your boat. But actually, she really loves that freaking game, and she's been playing it a lot. In fact, I think she has the S ranking on almost everything, which is, I think, the highest ranking. But she uses it every day. It sounds really awesome. I really wish they made a Japanese one so I wouldn't have to spend 5,000 yen an hour for my Japanese lessons.
Okay.
But there you go.
Yes.
Why don't you read the next one?
Pinko asks, hey, would it be cool if I say I work for the site in an effort to get free games? No. Okay, next question.
Actually, the answer is yes.
If I get one too.
No. The answer is yes is if you say that you're calling on behalf of Wombat, your Wombat's assistant, and that you actually send the games to Wombat.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So if you want to be Wombat's assistant... then yes, it's okay. But you really need to, you know, give them Wombat's address, right?
Yeah, it sounds something like that. And you wouldn't
you
get paid.
An assistant.
Be like my intern.
Yeah, intern.
Intern.
Okay, Jay Rutz says, hey, Cheapy and Wombat, longtime listener, first-time caller here. I'm curious, Japan has its own video game channel like G4 or Gameplay HD. Gameplay HD? Ooh, what's that? And if so, what is the quality of the programming? As far as I know, there is none. I have seen one gaming show on TV here, but no gaming channel. But then again, I don't have cable, but as far as I know, the answer is no.
All right.
Okay, what else we got? Let's skip this one. Okay, Danger Dave asks, is there any game on the Xbox 360 Horizon that you guys plan on paying the full outrageous $60 price for? If so, what? You know... I don't really mind paying $60 for a game if it's a game that I'm going to know I'm going to be able to put a lot of time into it. Like for you, you play Oblivion so much.
Oblivion was definitely worth $60 for me.
Right.
For me.
I mean, you've gotten well over 100 hours worth of enjoyment.
Oh, yeah. I think I'm somewhere in the 200-hour mark.
So, you know, if the entertainment is there and the length of entertainment is there, I have no problem paying $60. I paid full price. I paid more than full price for Saints Row because I bought it from an import store here.
Mm-hmm.
But it's worth it. I mean, I know the online mode is great. Hopefully, they'll tighten it up a little bit. But you know, I don't mind paying full price, especially if there's a very good online component that I'll get a lot of replay value out of.
I'll probably trade in, but I guess technically it's still full price for Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
I'll probably buy, as much as it may pain me, because I know the game is not going to be very polished, I'll probably buy NHL 2K7, just because the online leagues are really fun. It's really amazing. If you're into hockey and you haven't played an online league in 2K7, you got to start. It makes a whole website for your league when you start one, and it tracks all the statistics on the website.
That's cool.
It's amazing. It's like if you're like one of these like fantasy football or whatever fantasy sports nerds, you'll be blown away. It's just incredible.
Cool.
Totally worth it.
Sounds good.
All right.
Are we done?
I think we're done.
This show was long, dude.
Whatever. We're done now.
I know, and now I need a nap.
Okay. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll actually next week maybe another late show because I'll be in Vancouver. On my little mini vacation, but maybe around the same time next week.
You gonna get me some maple syrup? Isn't that what they have up there?
They have maple syrup and big blunts, I believe.
Moose burgers?
And moose burgers.
Moose.
Oh, right. Moose. Very nice. See you next week, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Bye. Come on.